Well, I'm joined by Brad Barrett, and Brad, obviously, now an England cap, having gone to Murrayfield and been part of a winning side, the momentum and the pride moving forward to Italy must be pretty good.
Yeah, proudest moment of my life so far, so sticking on the England journey, singing the anthem, there's obviously memories that I'll carry throughout my life forever. Obviously, another game this weekend, huge game down in Italy and Rome. The guys have obviously been very upbeat and trained well this week, so we're just wanting to put in a good performance after a good start last week.
And was it, as you kind of expected, the emotion of Murrayfield and going out before the game, and as you say, the national anthems and the bagpipes and the flamethrowers and so on?
Yeah, I don't think anything can quite prepare you for that. I think walking off the bus, you've got obviously a lot of angry Scotsmen shouting abuse at you, which was quite good. Then you walk onto the pitch and there's just a great buzz in the stadium, the fireworks going off, and yeah, a lot of emotion going through as a player, and just something you really want to soak up and enjoy and really make the most of it.
And you've been sort of there or thereabouts, or certainly been touted in the England picture for a while, coming through obviously the age group level as you did. So to get that opportunity, did it just feel extra special, the fact that that journey had kind of almost culminated?
Yeah, very special. I think at any point when you make your debut, you're going to be a very, very, very proud man. And yeah, it was a huge moment for me. It was lovely. I had six of my family there, so the day was made that much more special by making the team successful and winning.
And really special too that obviously your good mate Owen Farrell was alongside you making his debut, and a whole host of Saracens players back in the side as well. Moritz Boater, David Strettle, Charlie Hodgson. It must have been great.
Yeah, it's great. Obviously, we've got a great camaraderie amongst ourselves, but the great thing amongst being in the team so far is everyone's really come together, everyone's been willing to and share and be open with each other. So I think amongst the side, we've really made good mates within the team and just over a short period of time. So yeah, as I say, it was great to make the debut with Owen and having the rest of the Saris guys there, and hopefully we can kick on again this weekend.
And that camaraderie you just touched on there, inter club and moving on to facing Italy, as Stuart Lancaster's been telling us, that kind of pride in the Rose, pride in your teammates and standing up for them is a really clear mentality that this England team seems to have.
Sure, I think we spoke about this morning, and you both have a responsibility to yourself and to your teammates to do that, and that's the thing about this team. Everyone's willing to share, be open, put their bodies on the line for the cause, and everyone just wants the team to be successful, and it you need 22 cogs in the wheel to do that. So come the weekend, everyone's going to be on sync and hopefully put in a good performance for the side.
And thinking about facing the Italians, obviously they've made a couple of changes, brought even more experience into their side. It's going to be quite a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, huge challenge. I think Italy, obviously, as you say, very experienced side, playing at home, they bring that extra bit of passion. So we're going to try and match them with the same passion and hopefully nullify their strengths and really impose our game. But yeah, as you say, the Italians have got some really talented players,